ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today we're reading from Canto 5, Chapter 18, Text Number 9. This is the residents of Jambudweep offer prayers. This is a prayer from Prahlad Maharaj to his beloved Lord, Lord Nrisimhadev. I will read also text number 8 first, and then we'll read all together text number 9, and then Srila Prabhupada's purport. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namah. Okay, I'm going to read the verse now. Namaste jas tejasi avir avir bhava. Vajranaka vajradam srita. Karma sayan randaya randaya. Tamo grasa grasa om swaha. Abhayam abhayam atmani, Buyista om shrom. Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrisimhadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Text 9. Swasti astu visvasya kala prasidatam. Swasti astu visvasya kala prasidatam. Jayanto bhutani shivam mitodaya. Jayanto bhutani shivam mitodaya. Manascha badram bhajata dadokshaje. Manascha badram bhajata dadokshaje. Vishyatam no matir api ahaituki. Vishyatam no matir api ahaituki. Swasti astu visvasya kala prasidatam. Jayanto bhutani shivam mitodaya. Manascha badram bhajatad adokshaje. Avisayatam namatir apihaituki. Somebody else? Oh. Swasti asto bisvasya kala prasidatam. Jayanto bhutani shivam mito diya. Abhishyatam no matirapi ahaituki. Swasti asto visvasya kala prasidatam. Kayanto bhutani shivam mito diya. Manascha bhadram vajata dadokshaje. Abhishyatam no matirapi ahaituki. Matajis. Swasti asto visvasya kala prasidatam. Jayanto bhutani shivam mito diya. Manascha bhadram vajata dato badakshaje. Abhishyatam namaterapi ahaituki. Swasti, auspiciousness. Astu, let there be. Visvasya, of the entire universe. Kala, the envious. Almost everyone. Prasidatam, let them be pacified. Jayantu, let them consider. Bhutani, all the living entities. Manaha, sorry, Shivam, auspiciousness. Mitaha, mutual. Dia, by their intelligence. Manaha, the mind. Cha, and Badram, calmness. Bhajatat, let it experience. Adokshaje, in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is beyond the perception of mind, intelligence, and senses. Avishyatam, let it be absorbed. Naha, our. Mati, intelligence. Api, indeed. Ahaituki, without any motive. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So here, Prahlad Maharaj is praying. May there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Shri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. Everybody, please repeat. May there be good fortune throughout the universe. And may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore,
let us all engage in the service
of the Supreme Transcendence,
Lord Sri Krishna,
and always remain absorbed
in thought of Him.
Srila Prabhupada's purport.
The following verse describes a Vaishnava.
Vanshakalpa tarubhyascha kipasindu vyaevacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha.
Just like a desire tree, a Vaishnava can fulfill all the desires of anyone who takes shelter of his lotus feet. Prahlad Maharaj is a typical Vaishnava. He prays not for himself, but for all living entities, the gentle, the envious, and the mischievous. He always thought of the welfare of mischievous persons like his father, Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad Maharaj did not ask for anything for himself. Rather, he prayed for the Lord to excuse his demoniac father. This is the attitude of a Vaishnava who always thinks of the welfare of the entire universe. Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Dharma are meant for persons who are completely free of envy, Parama Nirmatsaranam. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays in this verse, Kala Prasidatam. May all the envious persons be pacified. The material world is full of envious persons, but if one frees himself of envy, he becomes liberal in his social dealings and can think of others' welfare. Anyone who takes up Krishna consciousness and engages himself completely in the service of the Lord cleanses his mind of all envy. Manascha bhadram bhajatat adokshaje. Therefore, we should pray to Lord Nrisimhadev to sit in our hearts. We should pray, Bahir Nishingho Hidaye Nishingha. Let Lord Nrisimhadev sit in the core of my heart, killing all my bad propensities. Let my mind become clean so that I may peacefully worship the Lord and bring peace to the entire world. Srila Biswanath Chakrabarti Thakur has given us a very fine purport in this regard. Whenever one offers a prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one always requests some benediction from Him. Even pure Niskama devotees pray for some benediction. As instructed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastakam, Ayi nanda tanujakin karam patitamang bishame babam budho kripaya tabapada pankaja stiti duli shadirsham bichintaya. O son of Maharaj Nanda Krishna, I am your eternal servitor. Yet somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from the ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. In another prayer, Lord Chaitanya says, Mama janmani janmanisvare babatad bhaktir ahai tuki twaye. Life after life, kindly let me have unalloyed devotion, love and devotion at your lotus feet. When Prahlad Maharaj chant Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya, he prays for a benediction from the Lord. But because he is also an exalted Vaishnava, he wants nothing for his personal sense gratification. The first desire expressed in his prayer is Swasti Astu Vishvasya. Let there be good fortune throughout the universe. Prahlad Maharaj thus requested the Lord to be merciful to everyone, including his father, a most envious living entity or person. According to Chanakya Pandit, there are two kinds of envious living entities. One is a snake, and the other is the man like Hiranyakashipu, who is by nature envious of everyone, even of his father or son. Hiranyakashipu was envious of his little son Prahlad, but Prahlad Maharaj asked a benediction for the benefit of his father. Hiranyakashipu was very envious of devotees, but Prahlad wished that his father and other demons like him would give up their envious nature by the grace of the Lord and stop harassing the devotees. Kala prasidatam. Si Sigourney Thai ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai. Sisi Krishna Balarama ki jai, Sisi Radhe Shyama Sundar Lalita Vishakha Devi ki jai. The difficulty is that the Kala, envious living entity, is rarely pacified. One kind of Kala, the snake, can be pacified simply by mantras or by the action of a particular herb. Mantrasadhi vasa sarpa kalakena nivaryate. An envious person, however, cannot be pacified by any means. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays that all envious persons may undergo a change of heart and think of the welfare of others. If the Krishna consciousness movement spreads all over the world, and if by the grace of Krishna everyone accepts it, the thinking of envious people will change. Everyone will think of the welfare of others. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Shibang Mito Diya. In material activities, everyone is envious of others, but in Krishna consciousness, no one is envious of anyone else. Everyone thinks of the welfare of others. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays that everyone's mind may become gentle by being fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. Bhajatad Adokshaje. As indicated elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayo. And as advised by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 65, Manmana Baba Mad Bhakta. One should constantly think of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Then one's mind will certainly be cleansed. Chetu Darpana Marjanam. Materialists always think of sense gratification, but Prahlad Maharaj prays that the Lord's mercy will change their minds and they will stop thinking of sense gratification. If they think of Krishna always, everything will be all right. Some people argue that if everyone thought of Krishna in that way, the whole world will be vacated because everyone would go back home, back to Godhead. However, Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur says that this is impossible because the living entities are innumerable. If one set of living entities is actually delivered by the Krishna consciousness movement, another set will fill the entire universe. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Purport, chapter 18, canto 5, text number 9 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the residents of Jambudvip offer prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Madhuvistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalang Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Vitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Bhapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishabano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kipasindubhya evacha Patitanam pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo namo namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namaste Jaste Jase Abhir Abhir Bhava Vajranaka Vajradamstra Karma Sayam Randai Randaya Tamograsa Krasa Om Swaha Abayam Abayam Atmani Buyista Om Shrom Swaste Astu Visvasya Kala Prasidatam Jayantu Bhutani Shibam Mitudiya Manascha Bhadram Bhajatat Adokshaje Vishyatam No Matir Api Haituki. So here is a very wonderful prayers being offered by very exalted devotee of the Supreme Lord, Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is son of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu being the king of the demons. But the opposite is that the son is a Vaishnava. Being a Vaishnava, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport the quality. Vanshakalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. It's like we offer prayers every day to all the Vaishnavas of the devotees of the Lord all over the world. It's like when we offer obeisances, we don't just offer obeisances to the devotees who are in the temple room, but this offering of obeisances to the Vaishnavas travel all over the world. They're just like desire trees. They can fulfill the desires of everyone, and they are full of compassion towards the fallen conditioned souls. So Prahlad Maharaj is like this, being a Vaishnava. Anyone who takes shelter under the lotus feet, then as a Vaishnava, he'll be able to fulfill everyone's desire. And Prahlad Maharaj, as we've heard from the purport, he did not pray for himself. He prays for others, for all the living entities in the material creation, even the gentle, the envious, and the mischievous. He's always thinking of the welfare of others, and even to his father, who actually made so much punishment to him, tried to kill him. Hiranyakashipu is one of the two brothers at the time of creation. They gave so much trouble to the universe. At first it was Hiranyaksha, his elder brother, who put the planet Earth into the nether regions, and by the rescue of Varahadev, the boar incarnation of the Supreme Lord, he was able to put back the planet Earth into its proper orbit and fought with Hiranyaksha. But nevertheless, we knew the outcome. Hiranyaksha was killed by Lord Varahadev, and the bereavement of the family of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakashipu himself was so immense that he wanted to make a revenge against the Lord, and he dedicated himself to kill Lord Vishnu. This is the retaliation that's coming from the mind of Hiranyakashipu to kill Lord Vishnu. But he didn't know that no one can kill Lord Vishnu. So he pacified all of his family members, the mother, the relatives, everyone in the family, telling them stories even from the Puranas that the soul is eternal, that when the body dies, it just continues on. You just accept another form of body depending on one's previous fruitive activities. And so there is no need to lament for the demise of his brother, Hiranyaksha. The family, they're a little bit pacified. And in order to prepare to kill Lord Vishnu, Hiranyakashipu himself, he performed austerity, really great austerity. Standing on his toes, his arms reaching up to the sky, he performed 1,000 years of austerities, no eating anything, not even drinking water, not even breathing. And his austerity is so severe that ants are starting to eat his body, almost already like bones left. But because the soul is still there, he's not dying. He disturbed the entire universe. Everybody was so disturbed, so hot. There's some kind of fire emanating from his body, and the whole universe, practically, they're trembling. Even the demigods, who were so peaceful in the heavenly planets, but when this austerity of Hiranyakashipu started to affect them, they were running here and there. Eventually, they approached Lord Brahma, who is the chief of the demigods, asked him to please help make a solution for this. So Lord Brahma came with his swan carrier with a kamandalu where Hiranyakashipu was performing his austerity in Mandara Mountain. And when he saw Hiranyakashipu practically only bones, he poured water on the body of Hiranyakashipu, and that revived Hiranyakashipu's form. Now, Hiranyakashipu offered prayers to Lord Brahma, glorifying him. This is unlike the devotees' prayers to the Supreme Lord. The devotees pray to the Supreme Lord to glorify and offer surrender unto the Supreme Lord. Now, when Hiranyakashipu offered and glorified Lord Brahma, it is not surrendering himself to us. What can I do for you? He wanted something from Lord Brahma. It's like a form of a flattery to Lord Brahma. Of course, Lord Brahma asked me, what can I do for you? And Hiranyakashipu replied saying that I want to become immortal. I don't want to die. And Lord Brahma says, that is impossible. How can I give you this boon? Myself, I am going to die. I'm not immortal. I'm a mortal person like you. So how can I offer this? In any case, he was trying to be over-intelligent, Hiranyakashipu. So he asked, okay, so you give me a boon that I will not die by any means, by any weapons, by any of your creation, neither man nor demigod, neither day nor night, neither inside nor outside. He has many of these different reasons how he can escape death. And Lord Brahma gave all of this as, so be it, agreed, okay, no problem. We may be intelligent, but Krishna is little more intelligent than us. No one can cheat Krishna. So all of this boon was given to Hiranyakashipu. Eventually, he usurped the throne of King Indra, the king of the demigods. Actually, while he was doing his austerity in the Mandara mountain, Prahlad Maharaj, who was one of the four sons of Hiranyakashipu, he was in the womb of his mother. And so when Hiranyakashipu was doing that austerity, the demigods, they took advantage of this and they kidnapped Kayadu, the mother of Prahlad Maharaj. They knew that there is a baby inside the womb, and they were ready to wait to kill. They put Kayadu in such a way that she'll be not able to escape, and when she gives birth, then they will kill the child. But Narad Muni interfered. Narad Muni says, "You do not know that the baby within the womb of this lady is a Mahabhagavat, is a pure devotee of the Lord. You do not know that actually he is such a great personality, even though he was born in the family of demons." So when Hiranyakashipu took the throne of King Indra, everyone was serving him. All the demigods was serving him, besides Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Everyone was bowing down to him. Everyone was ready to do anything and everything for him. Now, 5-year-old Prahlad Maharaj, he was put into a Gurukul, the school of the spiritual master. The spiritual master is Sukracharya. And he had two sons, Sanda and Amarka. Now in the school, this is not like our typical like BGIS school, Gurukul. In this school, you'll learn diplomacy, politics, the art of war, and many, many things which is meant to be like fruited in his mind. Doesn't want to make you a perfect person, but it wants to make you like a ruler, a conqueror. So in this Gurukul, all of Prahlad Maharaj's classmates, they were also sons of demons. Like father, like son. So everyone was demons there. And of course, of the four sons of Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad Maharaj was the favorite. And so one day he asked Prahlad Maharaj to come forward. So he put Prahlad Maharaj on his lap and smell his head. Usually this is the typical the way how they caress the child, the parents, smelling the head, kissing. So similarly, Hiranyakashipu was like this. And he asked Prahlad Maharaj, "What is the best thing that you've learned in school? What is the best thing that you've learned in school?" This is typical also. The parents when they have a child who goes to school, they will ask, "So what you've learned today?" So Prahlad Maharaj, he recited this verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam also, the 9 processes of devotional service. Shabanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam bandanam dasyam sakyam atmanivedanam iti pumsarpita Vishnu bhaktis chennava lakshana kriyata bhagavati adha tanmanye ditam uttamam. Hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming His servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto Him. In other words, serving Him with the body, mind, and words. These 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. And then later on he also says, Matirna Krishna parato satobha mito vipadyeta griha batanam adanta gobir visatam tamisram puna punas charvita charvananam. Prahlad Maharaj continues, because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress toward hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Their inclinations toward Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both. So Hiranyakashipu was so surprised to hear this. Hiranyakashipu cannot understand how is it that his son, who is under the care of Sanda and Amarka, learn something which is of the rivals, the Vaishnavas. So he thought that the school must be infiltrated by Vaishnavas. So he called Sanda and Amarka. He asked them, "Is there anyone there besides you who are teaching? How come my son is understanding this knowledge? Why is he telling me this kind of knowledge which is only known for the Vaishnavas?" And Sanda Amarka says, no possible. We are with him all the time. Of course, except tiffin time. We are with him all the time. That's not possible. And so Hiranyakashipu instructed them, "All right, now you have to guard him more carefully, and I don't want him to learn any of these things from an unknown personality who may have been entered the Gurukul. You continue on teaching him the way I told you to teach him." So Prahlad Maharaj went back to school. And then what he will do during tiffin time is he would preach to his classmates, who are demons also, sons of demons. But later on, they all became devotees because this is the effect of a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is so powerful that anyone who would have his association will turn to become devotees as well. Because Prahlad Maharaj is 100% surrender unto the Supreme Lord, the way he taught to his classmates, will make them also devotees. But in the beginning, his classmate says, "No, we're still young. We have plenty of time. Now is the time to play. Now is not the time to think about Vishnu. Now is the time for playing. Let us enjoy while we're still young." Prahlad Maharaj says, "No, you don't know when you're going to die." As Prabhupada says also, death means you're about to die. And who can guarantee that you're not going to die before anybody else? We've seen young children also died early. So one must be very serious now. Now is the time to practice Krishna consciousness. Now that we are still very, very open to this. That's why in the Gurukul starts at the age of 5 and it goes till the age of 25. When after that, they'll be given a choice whether they can take the Grihastha life or continue on to be celibate and later on take sannyas. So Hiranyakashipu, again one day he asks Prahlad Maharaj, "So tell me, what did you learn today?" And then he complied that what I've learned today is that one should not waste one's life, especially in the householder life, getting involved more and more in the perplexities of this life, where one cannot get out just like in the well. One should dedicate one's life and surrender unto the Supreme Lord. Then Hiranyakashipu asked, "Who is this Lord of yours?" And then Prahlad Maharaj says, "It's the same Lord who gives you power. It's the same Lord who gives everybody's power." So Hiranyakashipu became so much disturbed. "You will be killed also, because you are on the other side. You are with Lord Vishnu. You are not my son." So Hiranyakashipu, he made so many difficulties to Prahlad Maharaj. Hiranyakashipu asked his soldiers to give him so much sufferings that eventually he will die. They throw Prahlad Maharaj from a mountain. He survived. They gave him poison cake. He survived. They put him in a pit of snakes and very poisonous living entities. He survived. They put him in a freezing place like a fridge. He survived. They put him in the fire to burn him. He survived. They put like 1,000 different kinds of punishment to kill him. And they cannot do anything. No pain at all for Prahlad Maharaj. No scratch. No wound. So Hiranyakashipu became so much angry now. So much. Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj, "Who is this Lord of yours. Where is he? Where is he? Is he everywhere? Balatmar says, yes, he's everywhere. He's in the sky, he's in the land, he's in the water, he's everywhere. Hiranyakashipu asks, is he in the pillar, in this pillar? And Palasmara says, yes, he's there also. He's here. If he's here, I'm going to kill him. Because that was his main purpose, right? So he, with a big feast, this big feast, he smacked the and come out this beautiful form of the Supreme Lord with big roar. Not like that, more than that, of course. So beautiful sound, but at the same time is frightening for the demons. For the devotees, is very, very sweet sound. It says that the Supreme Lord appeared at noon, 12 o'clock. He didn't appear in dusk because there were some fighting for a few hours. And Lord Nrisimhadev was like fighting with Hiranyakashipu, just like a cat playing with a mouse. Sometimes it's like, you know, cat, you've seen a cat having captured a mouse, sometimes capture and then let it go, captured and let it go. So it was like this. It was beautiful form of the Supreme Lord, half man, half lion. Now Lord Nrisimhadev is not lesser than Lord Krishna. He says there, Lord Krishna, Lord Ramachandra, Lord Nrisimhadev and Lord Chaitanya, they're all equal. In opulence. Of course, the opulence of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan is the feature whereby as Swayam Bhagavan, he expressed or he gave that example for everyone, that Vrindavan mood, 100% opulence. But Lord Nrisimhadev is 100% Bhagavan also. No other, no less than Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, and Lord Ramachandra. So they were fighting for a few hours. And when the dusk came, that means the twilight, when the sun is setting, the darkness and the brightness of the sun is going, and the darkness of night is starting to meet together. So that's the time when Hiranyakashipu was killed in the hands of Lord Nrisimhadev. So the boon was fulfilled. He was not killed by any man or demigod. He was killed by the Supreme Lord. And the Supreme Lord is neither man nor demigod. He was killed neither in the air or in the land or the water. He was killed in the lap of the Supreme Lord. He was not killed by any weapons. There is no weapons. Why? Because he was killed with the sharp nails of the Supreme Lord. That is not weapon. Actually, when Hiranyakashipu was put on the lap of Lord Nrisimhadev, he bifurcated the body, the abdomen of Hiranyakashipu, took out practically everything outside. his heart, his intestines, and there was blood all over the place. In 1966, when Srila Prabhupada asked Mother Jadurani to paint Lord Nisinghadev in this feature after the killing, having Hiranyakashipu on the lap of Nisinghadev, she was asking Prabhupada, oh, how does it look like? How does Nisinghadev look like? So Prabhupada, he posed in such a way that he looked like Lord Nisinghadev with his, you know, like this, right? His arms like stretched but going like this. And he did it twice so that Mother Jadurani will not forget what it looks like. And also Brahmananda Prabhu and Gargamuni Prabhu also posed in such a way that actually is like Nisinghadev. And of course they're not that big that time yet, so they can do it. Hiranyakashipu on the lap. I don't know which is which, but that's how it was described. So it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. The Lord, he put the intestines around his neck like a garland. Beautiful garland. And then after that, he threw Hiranyakashipu's body on the floor like a piece of garbage. And then after that, all the soldiers of Hiranyakashipu came, and with his chakra and his nails, he killed all of them. And he was growling, he was like, with so much anger. Eventually, he sat down on the throne, which was usurped by Hiranyakashipu from Lord Indra. And then everyone was so afraid. Just like, you don't want to be close to a person who is angry, because you do not know what he will do or he may do. You don't know what's in his mind. You may be a friend, but if your friend is so much in anger, he may put his attention to you and you will be also get involved. Don't get involved at all. So everyone was so afraid. All the demigods were so afraid. But eventually, even Lord Brahma cannot come so close to pacify the Lord. Mother Sarasvati, no. Lakshmi Devi, no. Lord Shiva, no. No one. But Prahlad Maharaj was there, very peaceful, so shanti, very calm. And he was asked to go near Nisinghadev to pacify him. Now for him, when he was asked to get closer to his worshipable Lord, he complied immediately because he's a surrendered soul. And when he came closer to Lord Nisinghadev with folded hands, Lord Nisinghadev gave his blessings by touching the head of Prahlad Maharaj with one of the hands of Nisinghadev. That gave him Brahma Gyan. That gave him knowledge, whereby he'll be able to glorify the Supreme Lord. So he started to worship Lord Nisinghadev. And eventually Lord Nisinghadev asked, you may ask for any benediction, anything that you may want, I will give to you. Anything. I can give you the whole universe, whatever you like. But then Prahlad Maharaj says, well, this is not good. I don't want anything. No, you please ask for any boon. I will give you anything. And Prahlad Maharaj says, no, this is not good. Because if I take something from you, then this could be considered like a business. In pure devotional service, the devotee does not expect anything in return from the Supreme Lord. He does not want salary. Now that's a big thing to talk now. Because we have to survive also, isn't it? But one should not take any salary unnecessarily. Oh, it rhymes. No salary unnecessarily. We have to survive also. Prabhupada says we can provide anything to the devotee as long as he's full-time doing some service. But if he wants something extra, luxury, then he should find a job outside. Typically in Vedic culture, the brahmanas doesn't take any salary. Of course, they've been provided whatever their needs are. Because if the brahmanas accept salary, remuneration from his rendering of service, then he loses this shakti, loses the power of being a brahmana. And then it becomes like business transaction. And this is what Prahlad Maharaj was saying. No, I will not ask anything from you. But Lord Nisingadeva was keep on pushing and pushing and pushing. No, please. I want to offer something to you. I want to offer some boon or benediction to you. And he says, all right. If you really want to give something for me, I don't want anything. Again, in the purport, he prays not for himself, he prays for everyone. He has one benediction that everyone become Krishna conscious. Let their mind be absorbed in the thoughts of your lotus feet, surrender unto you. And you please pardon my father. Let my father also go back to Godhead. So just imagine that. This is a Vaishnava. He doesn't consider anyone his enemy. The enemy may think that they're enemy of the devotee, but the devotee never thinks that he is enemy of his enemy. So Prahlad Maharaj is like this, is very pure, free from any lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, jealousy. No. No envy at all. That's why Prabhupada says in the purport, the material world is full of envious persons. Some, not all, are envious. Some are not envious. And those are considered to be Vaishnavas. They are Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas doesn't envy anybody. A Prakrita Bhakta may be envious. Those who are beginners in Krishna consciousness may still be having this envious mentality. As Srila Prabhupada says, the main reason why also we are still in the material world is because we are envious. And this is the reason why we came to the material world, because of envy. We want to be happy separate from Krishna. And we want to be happy like Krishna or become more than Krishna. So the material world is created for such personalities like us to exhibit this kind of mentality, but up to a certain degree, and not able to fulfill 100%. So Lord Nisingadev is sitting within our hearts. And that's what we pray every day, Bahir Nisingho, Hidaye Nisingho, Nisinghamadim Saranam Prapaje. Lord Nisingadev sitting within the core of our hearts, and we pray to Him that with His chisel-like nails, just like He bifurcated and killed Hiranyakashipu, let also His chisel-like, stone-like heart that we have be opened up and get rid of all of this anarthas, these propensities that actually giving us so much suffering in this world. That's why we are suffering. The enemy is not outside. The enemy is inside. We don't have any other enemies. Our enemies, especially our anarthas and our mind. No one can kill the soul. But we suffer. Why? Because we entertain the material desires that's been hovering in our heart since time immemorial. So we should request. We really have to understand these prayers that we when we chant every morning after artix. And we have to chant it in such a way with full dedication with our heart. And we have to know actually, just like the Maha Mantra, you don't chant one more Hare or one more Krishna, one more Ram. There is, if you really want to get the full effect of the Nisingha prayers, it should be chanted the way it is written in the song book. Because many times I only heard few devotees who really knows the Nisingha prayers. You know, when it's supposed to be Bahir Nisingho Hidaye Nisingha, sometimes we always say Nisingha, but there is a word where it's supposed to be Nisingho. Namaste Narasinghaya Praladala Dadayane Hiranyakashipur Bhakshaha Silatanka Nakalaye Ito Nisingha Parato Nisingho Yato Yato Yamitato Nisingha Bahir Nisingho Hidaye Nisingha Nisingha Madim Saranam Prapaje. There is a word which is supposed to be Nisingho, and then there's a word which is supposed to be Nisingha. Then if we mix together and everything is Nisingha, it doesn't have that full effect. It's like if we chant Ramo, what is this Ramo? Hari Ramo, Hari Ramo, Ramo, Ramo. There is no Ramo. Or Krishna, it's supposed to be Krishna. It's very important. So whenever we offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can also ask requests from some benediction, just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested in his Sikshastakam prayers. He asked to be picked up from the ocean of repeated birth and death. But that request or that boon or benediction is not material. It is spiritual. Ayinanda tanuja kinkaram patitamam bisameva bambudo
Kripaya tava pada pankaja stiti duli sadirsham vichintaya.
Place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. That is a request. It's not material, it is completely spiritual. And then Prabhupada says in the purport, life after life, kindly let me have unalloyed devotion at your lordship's lotus feet.
So it's the same prayers as Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, he requested the Lord to be merciful to everyone,
whether those who are envious, whether those who are mischievous, whether those who are free from envy. Envy is very difficult to give up. This envious mentality. As Prabhupada gave the purport, there are two kinds of envious personalities, the snake-like person and the snake. The snake, they can be pacified with mantras or with some herb, but the snake-like personality who is envious, you cannot pacify. No mantras can pacify them. Only if they're given some blessings by the devotees of the Supreme Lord.
So Prabhupada says also in the purport that we should, the movement, the Krishna consciousness movement, should be spread all over the world. And then he gave an example that even if one takes, everybody takes to this process of Krishna consciousness, then the whole world will be liberated. But then there's another set of living entities who will emerge. So it's a cycle. There's not a time that the universe will remain or be vacant. It was us and Prabhupada also in the Kumbh Mela, the last Kumbh Mela that he attended in Allahabad. What will happen if everyone become Krishna conscious? Prabhupada says that is not the problem, that if everyone will become Krishna conscious, the problem is if some will become Krishna conscious. Because it's not everyone will become Krishna conscious. Some will like to remain here in this material world, birth after birth. It is only by the mercy of the pure devotees that even if they don't want to go back to Godhead, they will get infected by the association of devotees, and they will also want to go back home, back to Godhead. The Supreme Lord is more eager than us to go back home, back to Godhead, than we do. We don't want to go back home, back to Godhead. At the utmost, we just want to go to the heavenly planets to enjoy the heavenly pleasures. It's still there. The material desires that we have is still there. Just want to enjoy in the excuse of performing bhakti. Because bhakti, when one performs bhakti, all one's desires becomes fulfilled. Material and spiritual desires. So Prabhupada says one time that most of my disciples, they just want to go to the heavenly planets. They don't want to go to the spiritual world because it takes a lot of sacrifice. One has to be 100% only Krishna, not even 1% Maya. 100%. But Prabhupada says one time that even if you become 80% Krishna conscious, I'll make sure you go back home, back to Godhead. But even to be 50% Krishna conscious is very difficult. How often do you think 50% of Krishna the whole day? Maybe most of you.
But very difficult. More we think of Maya than Krishna. That's why Prabhupada, he was once told that Prabhupada, sometimes I'm Krishna conscious. Sometimes I'm in Maya. No, Prabhupada says, no, you're always in Maya, and sometimes you're in Krishna. So it is not so easy to go back home, back to Godhead. But with the mercy of Vaishnava like Prahlad Maharaj, it becomes easy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that to go back home, back to Godhead, one must 100% surrender unto Krishna. However, you can only surrender unto Krishna if you associate with those devotees who are 100% surrender. But finding those devotees are very rare in this world. Very rare. But if you worship Lord Nisinghadev, if you worship Lord Nisinghadev, then he can have your heart easily be cleansed. Your heart will be easily become clean by the mercy of Lord Nisinghadev. So in our movement also, Lord Nisinghadev is the protector, deity. In Mayapur, one of the predominating deities in Sridha Mayapur, who is the protector of the Sankirtan movement all over the planet, all the devotees of ISKCON, this is their worshipable deity, Lord Nisinghadev, Prahlad Nisinghadev. He's very powerful. He did many, many miracles to the devotees who went and prayed to Lord Nisinghadev. Many, many miracles. So if you ever have a chance to go Mayapur, like today, they're having a big Abhishekam. Thousands of devotees are there in Mayapur to celebrate Lord Nisinghadev's appearance day. So we should pray to Lord Nisinghadev today and every day that all of our anarthas will become eradicated, so that we'll be able to chant purely the holy names of the Lord and surrender unto the Supreme Lord's lotus feet. In this way, we'll be able to relish the practice of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If the mind is cleansed from all of these unwanted desires, then it is easy to practice Bhakti Yoga. We may be practicing Bhakti Yoga, but if the mind is disturbed, is troubled by especially the desires to enjoy materially, then it's difficult to perform Bhakti Yoga. Not so easy. So we have to do this every day. Pray, of course, it is good to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for one's purification, but ultimately if one chants Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and at the same time wanted to help others in order to for them to become Krishna conscious, then we get more purification than only chanting on ourselves in a solitary place. So this is our mission. It is good to chant. Chanting alone is good, but better than that is engage others in chanting. And in this way, our mind also will become cleansed. On our own, we chant, it'll be us and the mind also. It'll be you and the mind only. The soul and the mind. And then there's more chance that one will become disturbed. So I'll stop here. We did not talk on all the these different detailed pastimes of the Supreme Lord. There's about 3 or 4 chapters in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And since we are fasting today, it would be nice and appropriate to read these different pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj, his instructions to his classmates. Yeah, this is Vaikuntha Breeze. The pastimes, how the Supreme Lord appeared and how he was pacified by Prahlad Maharaj. Is there any comments or questions? You want to give this to him? Eggman, you can speak louder, please.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for the nice lecture. So please, I remember I read in the sermon something about the Lord being partial.
The Lord being partial?
Partial, impartial.
Okay.
How the Lord manifests in different ways?
The Lord is equal to everyone. It's like a teacher is equal to everyone in the classroom, but the teacher will give more attention to those students who are studying hard to make progress in their studies. Those who doesn't want to do their homework, the teacher will still continue to teach them, but he will not so much put emphasis on them. It's like sometimes the teacher has a favorite student. But for this, the teacher is equal. He will teach everybody. But if you take advantage of the teacher's instructions, then you become closer to the teacher. So similarly, the Lord is equal to everyone. Now, if you don't want to follow his instruction, the teachings is still there. The instructions are still there. If you want to take advantage of it, then you become closer and closer to him. If you don't want to take advantage of the Lord's instructions, then you go far, far away. But even if you're very, very far, the teachings for everyone, including you, is still open for you to take. That's why he's equal to everyone. He's just waiting for us to go and step towards him, move towards him. He's always waiting for that. He will not say, oh, he's very far away, he's not going to be able to make it, okay, I give up. Krishna never gives up on us. We may give up on him, but Krishna will never give up on us. Never, ever. Don't think like that. It's like sometimes we give something to a person and then sometimes we want to take it back. We think that, oh, I made a mistake. Why did I give this to this person? I want to take it back and give it to another person. Or I want to keep it. We think like that sometimes. Yes or no? Huh? But Krishna, when he gives something, it is always there. He doesn't say, oh, I think I made a mistake. So it's open for everyone, but fortunate are those who wanted to take advantage of them. Okay? Any other question? Oh, wait. Here's a microphone. Hare Krishna.
When Prahlad Maharaj ends his pastime in the form of Prahlad Maharaj, how will he go?
When Prahlad Maharaj ends
his pastime?
Pastime?
Yes, in the form of Prahlad Maharaj.
Okay.
How will he go?
I don't understand. 5 years, 5 years old, Prahlad Maharaj was 5 years old when he had darshan of Nrisimhadev. No, no, no. Later on he grew up and he ruled kingdom. He became the ruler for so many years, thousands of years. Yes, under his leadership. Yes. And in this spiritual world, Prahlad Maharaj is there with Lord Nrisimhadev. All of these different incarnations of the Supreme Lord, they have spiritual planets where the devotees who wanted to worship the Supreme Lord in that form, they reside with him in the spiritual world. Okay? So Prahlad Maharaj is there, and if your worshipable deity is Nrisimhadev, you're more, some devotees they're attached to Jagannath, some devotees they're attached to Ram, some devotees they're attached to Narayan. So you go to that planet if that is your eternal relationship. Right now, chant Hare Krishna first. Don't think that your relationship is that you're a gopi or a peacock or something. No. Chant Hare Krishna and try to serve the Vaishnavas. That is our eternal swarup. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was asked, what is our eternal swarup? Siddha swarup. He said, our eternal form is Trinad api sunichena taror iba sahisnuna amanena manadena kirtaniya sadahari. This is our eternal form. Okay? So we stop here. Thank you for your kind attention. We're fasting till dusk. That means when the sun and the moon, or the darkness and the brightness, starting to fight with each other. Yes? Doing many miracles, Lord, yeah, Lord Nrisimhadev. Hundred and eight. What was that? Oh yes. Yes. Let's see. There's so many prayers for Lord Nrisimhadev. Nrisimha Kavacha Stotra. 108 names of Lord Nrisimhadev. Even 1,000 names. So many prayers. Yeah. But because we don't have Lord Nrisimhadev deity here, could be. Let's see. We'll talk with the pujaris and see how we can do something. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Nrisimhadev Bhagavan ke, Prahlad Maharaj ke, Itai Gaur Premanande.